This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Selection Sunday was yesterday. Big party going on at RMU. Saw the video on the Twitter account at 93.7TheFan. They're taking on the Alabama Crimson Tide, are the Colonials, led by Andy Toole, and their athletic director joins us right now, Chris King. Chris, we'll get into the draw, we'll get into the matchup, we'll get into all that over the course of this conversation, but you guys win the Horizon League regular season. That means there's a ton of pressure to win the conference tournament. You guys win the conference tournament. How did you feel that night, Chris? And thank you for coming on.
I know, I appreciate that, and thanks for having me on tonight. You know, I mean, I think it's just kind of a pretty exciting time for our university, our basketball program. I mean, you know, the NG Young campus is electric, you know, from being the regular season champions, and then also, of course, winning the postseason here last week up in Indianapolis. And so really couldn't be any more thrilled to be participating in the NCAA tournament, the March Madness, the excitement that brings. And really that's a testament to the hard work and dedication of our athletes, our coaches, and our support staff. So, you know, it's just a tremendous time to be a Colonial.
Chris, Andy Toole's been with the program roughly around 18 years. I mean, as an assistant, he started in 2007. He's been with RMU for a long time. Can you tell us what makes him such a good coach and what his best attribute is as a head coach of RMU basketball?
He's competitive, extremely competitive in everything he does. He's always thinking, you know, one game at a time. He's very, very driven from the time the summer workouts start with incoming players to the entire, you know, once we get leading up to the fall practices, non-conference season. You know, we started out a little bit slow, but I mean, he's got a strategic vision and leadership style that's like no other. He's done a tremendous job with these young men. And I mean, anytime you can win 16 of 17 games in the last 10 games, 10 game winning streak to end the year going into March Madness, tells you a little bit about the way he goes about actually leading the program from, you know, like I said, from the summer until the championship.
You guys, like a lot of teams, wound up getting screwed with COVID. I mean, that was a team that was earmarked for the NCAA tournament, and you guys made the transition from the NEC to the Horizon League. Did you figure it would take some time to get back to where you were in the NEC once you transitioned into the Horizon League? Because I look at it, man, like, what's it been now, 5 years? That might feel like a long time for you in the middle of it and for Andy in the middle of it, but, I mean, that's a pretty quick turnaround from winning 4 games your first year in the league to then winning 26 this year and making the tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, it was very unfortunate. You know, when we made the jump to the Horizon League, which was, you know, a tremendous opportunity for our team to elevate all of our athletics programs, but specifically for men's basketball excellence. And, you know, when you make that transition, and, you know, we didn't know if the COVID was going to be 2 weeks or 2 months, and it ended up being, what, 2+ years, you know, and still, you know, still currently around. So, you know, again, we had to exude some patience going through that time period. And, you know, switching from the NEC to the Horizon League. That's a huge jump, right? And so, you know, we had to invest into, you know, our recruiting. We had to invest into our coaching staff. We had to invest into the scheduling portion of how we schedule our men's basketball games. And, of course, the student athlete resources and, you know, as of recent, you know, NIL and name, image, and likeness. And so, you know, I had told everybody it's going to take 4 or 5 years. I mean, whether we were in the pandemic or not. And, you know, unfortunately for Andy, you know, we had to switch right from the NEC to the Horizon League during a pandemic. You know, so he's recruiting, you know, via video call for 2 years, which is a pretty extreme disadvantage. And I know everybody had to do that. But, you know, again, you know, we just opened up this brand new UPMC Event Center, which is just, you know, a remarkable facility. And so, you know, there's a lot, some people have said, you know, why do we ever make that move? And I said, just be patient. And then, you know, this year we've already won 2 championships in the fall. And then, of course, now with men's basketball. And so, you know, I never doubted it. And I also never doubted our coaching staff, in particular with Coach Toole. And so I'm excited about where we're at now. And, you know, now we're the darlings of the Horizon League and excited to represent them.
Chris, let's talk about NIL and transfer portal for a little bit. I mean, it is a reality that, and it's kind of unfortunate that, you know, the more you win as an RMU program, and especially in basketball, the more that these big-time schools are going to want to come in and try to poach some of your players. Like, how are you going to deal with that? Or are you just singularly focused on the moment right now and dealing with that after the season, whenever the season is done?
Well, I mean, Coach Toole, I mean, he's the one, you know, he handles that with his team. And, you know, of course, we, as an athletic program, we're committed to building, you know, a sustainable and successful basketball program that consistently competes, at, you know, at a high level. And so that's kind of my responsibility to help, you know, Coach Toole to provide him the resources in the NIL. And, you know, this is a unique group. You know, they're playing very, very strong as a team, collectively together. I mean, we've had 5 different leading scorers. We had the player of the year. We had the defensive player of the year. 3 all-league, you know, players. Of course, Coach Toole was also the coach of the year. And so, you know, we're hoping that they stay together. You know, we want to sustain this, you know, for not just 1 year. You know, we don't want this to be an aberration. And so those are things that, you know, Coach Toole and his coaching staff have talked to his players about. We'll take a look at it at the end of the season. But, again, you know, we have an experienced veteran leader. You know, if we lose players, it's going to happen. It happens all over the country. You got entire teams where their entire team is jumping in the transfer portal right now. And so those are things you have to evolve and adapt. You got to overcome and deal with some of that adversity. And I got all the faith in the world in Coach Toole and, you know, being able to go out and get that next group of talented athletes should, you know, some of our key players move on.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris King, Robert Morris, Athletic Director, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. So we now know you guys have Alabama. You're a 15. They're a 2. I sort of thought you guys would be on the 14 line. I think you should have been on the 14 line. But you knew you were going to be playing a big team, a brand name team, no matter what. What was your reaction, Andy's reaction, when you saw that it was going to be Alabama?
Well, I was standing slightly behind him. I worked at Alabama from 2002 to 2009 for 7.5 years.
Right.
So when I saw Montana pop up at the 14, I was, you know, grinding my teeth a little bit because, you know, I really felt like you that we should have been a 14. But when I saw the number 2 pop up Alabama, my first thought was, oh, boy, here we go. you know, playing my former school, you know. And, you know, Andy kind of gave me, turned around and gave me a little bit of a look. And then, of course, you know, it was announced Robert Morris. The team went crazy. Everyone was, you know, excited. And, you know, it's just, it's an exciting time. It doesn't matter if you play Alabama, you play Tennessee, you play Michigan, you play Iowa State, you play Wisconsin. They're all good, you know. They're all big. They're Power Four schools. And, you know, I'm confident, very confident in this team to put on the floor, to get out there and to compete with the Crimson Tide. Very, very confident in this team. And I'll say this. There's not one game in the second half of the season I didn't think we were going to win. I've never, ever felt that way about a basketball team that I've been around in 28 years, 16 years as an AD. And even in the semifinals, we were down by 13 to Oakland in the second half. You know, I said to our donors I was sitting courtside with, I know we're going to pull this out. This group is very special, and this is the kind of group that can go up to Cleveland and take on the Crimson Tide.
Yeah, I think you guys are going to hang in there, and you're going to battle your butts off like you have all season long, and I'll just say it again for effect. I think you should have been a 14. I also think you should have been the chair of the committee, Chris, but that's because I'm a West Virginia guy.
Bubba Cunningham at North Carolina, with them squeaking in at West Virginia, squeaking out. I wouldn't in a million years want to be the chair this year with West Virginia right down the road. No chance whatsoever.
Well, Chris, we really appreciate you coming on. What you guys have given the basketball community here, and with that facility you have out there, it's a great place to watch a game. We're all really excited to see how you guys fare. And regardless, we know that it was an unbelievable season. So thank you for jumping on. Congratulations. And hey, hopefully we'll get to be talking after an upset here, huh?
Absolutely. And I appreciate all the support that you give for the men's basketball program and Coach Toole. And I know he's extremely supportive of it as well.
You guys rock. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
I love those guys over at RMU.
Yeah.
It's a great concert venue, too.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a concert there at the end of COVID, and everyone had to be like spread out doing that whole thing. But it was so much fun. It's a beautiful venue. And that first game of the Horizon League tournament, that place was absolutely jumping.